right, the intro just started, so here we go.
Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar. At 6MinuteWebinar.com, S-I-X-MinuteWebinar.com, tomorrow is a very special day. From 12 noon to 3 p.m. on Saturday, there is a workshop where you can attend virtually, and you can actually participate in a workshop, and you can actually create your very own 6-Minute Webinar. Now, I'm joined today by one of the honorary hosts here on Toginet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is one of the co-creators of the 6-Minute Webinar, and I'm going to let Bill come to the mic here and turn the mic over to him, I should say, and let him say hello and also talk a little bit about the 6-Minute Webinar and tomorrow. Would you do that, sir?
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Doing fine, sir. Glad to have you aboard, brother.
Glad to be here. Yeah, tomorrow we're doing the boot camp for the 6-Minute Webinar. If you had an interest, it's a 3-hour boot camp. It costs $99. You'll learn how to write an entire 6-Minute Webinar with the 12 points that need to be in a very effective webinar. So you end up with an extremely clear message to your perfect client with a powerful call to action. And the simplest thing to do, if you have an interest, is just go to the 6MinuteWebinarPage.com, and there'll be a link there for you to register, 6MinuteWebinar.com. It's really, this is a very simple framework that allows you to stop marketing and start selling and start engaging your perfect client in conversations via something you attach to emails, you send out in emails, you put on YouTube. You can use the 6-Minute Webinar, Facebook, Facebook ads, landing pages. I can go on and on, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we're doing the boot camp tomorrow.
Hey, that's great, because the thing that I love about the 6-Minute Webinar is that it talks to people and it gets people in a position, the ones that really want to talk to you, that they really need what you have. And you don't waste your time talking to people that's really not interested in what you offer. It just really, it's a good funnel, and it's also a good filtering system. And just think about having the opportunity to reply to people that want to talk to you. That's about the best way I can describe the 6-Minute Webinar. And Bill, would you agree with that? That's a pretty good description for an old country boy like me.
Yeah. It's, you know, you niche your message down so that you're in conversation with your perfect customer. Mm. And that perfect customer is someone that says yes, that understands your value, that understands what you offer, that you understand how to get them past whatever area they have a problem or whatever it may be that you do in your particular work. Yeah.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, last week we have a TV show on the E360 TV network, and our shows run Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. And we have a very special show on Friday called Everyday People. It's hosted by Tamara Blankenship and myself. Last week we had Mr. Joel Peterson on. He has given a lot back to the veterans, a lot back to his community, because that is the theme of the show, people that give back to their community, everyday people from all walks of life. And most importantly, he talks about a subject, even though we mainly talk about positive things and things like that. But in this day and time, we have to address an issue that a lot of people are faced with. And that is, you know, dealing with loneliness and troubles and problems. And sometimes in some families, our family has been directly affected by this, not once, but twice. And that subject is suicide. And Mr. Joel Peterson has done a lot of work in that arena for years. And he, you know, the question I like to ask Joel as we bring him to the stage here, Joel, is suicide, is that mental or is it physical, sir? And welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. And thank you, Bill. And thank you, Ben. It is an absolute honor to be with you gentlemen. I personally believe that it's physical, and your physical leads to the perception and belief in your mental processes. And I got very sick in 2015, and I almost died, and my mom had to feed me by hand for almost about a month to keep me alive. Mm-hmm. And at that time, the Veterans Administration was telling me, it's in my head, quit stressing, and you need to eat more. And I had gotten down to about 135 pounds. Mm. My prime, I was 250 pounds and one of the largest men in high school. And I was 210 pounds in the Marine Corps. So something was wrong. And people at Whole Foods started to recognize me and know me, because that's where I was getting a lot of my answers. And I started to switch over to better foods, because I realized that a lot of our food is bad. And they were the ones who got me to a doctor by the name of Dr. William Clearfield, who's an acupuncturist and an osteopathic doctor. Mm-hmm. And he specializes in hormones. And he realized my hormones were off, and he stabilized my hormones. And it was as if the post-traumatic stress, the attention deficit disorder, the depression, the anxiety, all stabilized. Hmm. And that was when I started to realize that, oh, this is physical.
Yes. Mental. Yes, because I remember on the TV show, you mentioned something about you had to receive blood from time to time. Is that correct?
This is where it's the reason I call myself a professional patient. The first 3 years of my life, neighbors and family had to donate blood to keep me alive because I had a blood disorder. Four and a half years old, quote unquote, pharmacopoeia, allopathic medicine put me on Ritalin. 5 years old, I was put on Xylem. So through all this, I started to research a little over 6 years ago what's called allopathic medicine. It's the newest form of medicine technically known to man. We've had medicine for thousands of years, and we've had homeopathy and natural medicines that were taken over by the allopathic medical program. And I started to volunteer for this doctor and realized there was a lot of problems with what we call mainstream medicine. Mm-hmm. And that includes pills, and that includes vaccines, and that includes foods. So then you start to get into some controversy. And I learned to stay out of that with the mentoring from people like yourself, people like Bill, people like Don. These are my coaches and my mentors on how to stay on the message. Because the Marine in me wants to fight the corruption. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But these veterans and responders on the street really need our help, because they're relying on what they believe is proper medicine. They think that this is mental, so therefore they need to go get a pill and they need to talk their way through. And we're starting to realize that it's environmental, it's spiritual, it's physical, it's your foods, it's your family, it's your touch, it's your breathing. You know, this all has to be wrapped up, and that's escaped a lot of our medical industry.
Yeah, Joel, also, if someone is going through depression right now, let's say they lost their job or things are tight and they're worried about the holidays, you know, not having enough for the family and things like that. That's a lot of stress on the body. What can a person do to get their body in balance? Would you recommend who they would see, or just any advice you could give them, please?
One would be to, right off the bat, pay attention to your breathing. It's free. And you could start to slow down your breathing, and that gives your body the awareness that you're okay. Two, I believe in naturopathic doctors and osteopathic doctors. We call them DOs. DOs have 10 years of medicine to become a doctor because they study nutrients and they study supplements and they study food in relationship to helping you and fixing you and stabilizing your hormone. So if you're out there, what I like to say, if you're suicidal, if you're depressed, if you've got this anxiety, you've got those heart palpitations, you've got that fear, then there's something wrong with the system you have in place right now. So get a second opinion. Go to a different doctor and say, hey, I'm having this suicidal tendencies and I'm having these problems, and the medicine I'm getting now or the medical attention I'm getting now is not seem to be working. Mm-hmm. So what do you recommend? That's where acupuncture and chiropractic, if you think about acupuncture and chiropractic, it's physical. They start to touch you. They start to manipulate you. And that's what DOs are. They're also doctors of manipulation. They're mm-hmm. able to manipulate you. They were the first doctors in America. And then Dr. Palmer broke away from the DOs and started chiropractic medicine because they got into their own little argument. But that's your original medical professional.
So right.
I like to advocate that these guys and gals get to a newer doctor and get new labs in reference to what we believe are the new hormonal processes that are in place.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds left before the commercial break. You know, it kind of surprises me, Bill, that, you know, these doctors go to school much more longer than medical doctors. And it's really interesting in that regard. And we come back, we're going to get more into some of the things that you can do to help you during your hour of need if you're depressed or if you're worried or things of this nature. We'll be right back.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
China stole another man's cell phone. This isn't all that remarkable, except that the thief then proceeded to hand copy 11 pages of the man's contacts that were on the phone and mail them to him. What's a word for the cramps you get in your hand from writing too much? Graphospasms. The phone had belonged to Zhao Bin, with nearly 1,000 contact phone numbers on his device. Like most people, he was more concerned about losing the data than the phone itself. Days later, he received a package with his SIM card along with all his contacts handwritten on notebook paper. Mr. Zhao said he was fossilized by the response, a Chinese colloquialism for astonished. It's merging neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And tomorrow, if you go to the 6-Minute Webinar, that's SIXMinuteWebinar.com, you can see they're going to be putting on a workshop for 3 hours. It costs $99, but the good news is it's a virtual workshop, and you will leave there with something in your hands where you can promote your business with the 6-Minute Webinar. And they got a video there that can explain how the 6-Minute Webinar will work for you. And I'm joined today by the honorary host here on the radio show, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Bill, we've got a wonderful guest and a good friend of ours on today, don't we, sir?
We do, Joel Peterson. And the fascinating information. I know that, you know, Joel, you work in a lot of different areas with a tremendous passion in the area of suicide, mental health, in those areas. And what got you into this? Was it what you had gone through? Because you had explained some of the health issues that you had experienced. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes. With all the sickness throughout my whole life, and seeing psychiatrists, psychologists, and doctors my whole life, quite literally, in and out of hospitals, I was suicidal a lot. And I thought it was normal. I thought all of us thought this. I really did. And at the same time, I believe in energy. I believe in spirit. I believe in God. I believe in something. So I believe that if you kill yourself, you've got to come back and do this all over, only it's going to be harder. So I had this faith behind me while I was sick, and I just wouldn't do it. I would argue with God, yell at God, and say, you're going to have to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then when I started going to these doctor conventions with Dr. Clearfield, these are the conventions the doctors go to every year to learn from their peers, and they get updated on suicide and ethics every single year. It's a requirement. And Sam Donaldson is one of the top suicide specialists on the West Coast, and he was speaking, and he was referring to pills, a lot of pills. And me and Doc were looking at each other, and that's when I realized Dr. Clearfield is what he does, what he says, and he says what he does, and he loves what he does. He believes in the hormones. He believes in the physicalness of medicine. And we were questioning why he wanted to go to pills right away. And after that speech, I left and I asked Dr. Clearfield why I didn't kill myself. I was way too sick. I was sick for months on end, 135 pounds. I climbed up the stairs on my knees. I couldn't breathe. I had to literally count sheep and count things so I could stay on rhythm to breathe. It was brutal. It was just brutal. And so I couldn't understand why I didn't kill myself. And that got us to Dr. Mark L. Gordon, who is known as an interventional endocrinologist. And he's the one that started to come out with traumatic brain injury in relationship to neurosteroidal hormones of the brains. And so me and Dr. Clearfield started studying hormones in the brains. And that's when I also started to reach out to Greg Braden and Joe Dispenza, who talk about the gut, and they talk about the heart. And I realized that the gut talks to the heart, and the heart talks to the brain. It's not the other way around. And one of the veterans I'm working with, he has a PhD. He just got done speaking on moral injury to the Canadian Congress, and he's a combat veteran who was an explosive ordnance tech who cleaned up after the effect. He didn't go in and disassemble the bombs. He went in after they went off and cleaned everything up. And he has a doctor, he has a psychiatrist, he has a psychologist, he has an endocrinologist, he has an interventionist over at one of the VA hospitals, and he told me he's suicidal. And I asked him, what is your endocrinologist prescribing to you? And he said, nothing. And I was like, well, don't you find that ironic? You're going to an endocrinologist for your hormones and he's not giving you nothing? So here's a perfect example of a high-level veteran who believes because of his combat experience that he's suicidal because of combat. Mm. Now, if you take Lance Armstrong and you go put him in the middle of the Mojave Desert and not give him water and not give him food 6-7 days, he's going to lose his mind. Now, did he lose his mind because of rape or because of trauma or because of combat? Or did he lose his mind because of his stomach? And that's where I started to put two and two together with Dr. Clearfield. And then I started volunteering with the VA and seeing the politics at the VA. And then I got on the Mental Health Council Board and started to pay attention to the perceptions and beliefs of mental health in reality to what actually is happening with these troops. And so we've been working on fixing some of these VA employees at the VA hospital, and we've had traumatic results. And it's taken a lot of insight and knowledge to stay away from the corruption, stay away from the politics, stay away from the Marine in me that wants to fight all that.
Yeah.
Here and fix that.
So what are some of the areas, what are some of the things that you're doing, Joel, to fix it?
First thing we do is we have people get a second opinion with their labs. Your labs are controlled per se through your regular hospitals with pharmacopoeia and insurance and the government. And these are normalities that can go from 250 to 850 for testosterone per se. So if some doctor sees you at 255, they're going to say you're within range. But we know that's not true. We know that you need to be around the 400, 500, 600 range. And if you're a police officer or if you're a veteran, a combat soldier, sailor, or Marine, you should be more at around the 700, 800, or 900. So first thing we do is we get you the proper labs and see where you're at. Next, we try to stabilize you with supplements and food. After that, if we have to go to a pill because things are extreme, we can, or we can go to shots and we can do hormone therapy. There's different levels of hormone therapy. And next, for example, Dr. Clearfield, first 45 minutes of his appointment with a new patient, and sometimes with me involved if they're a veteran, is we talk about your finances, we talk about your love life, we talk about your family, we talk about where you live, we talk about what's going on in your life with legal problems or situations, we talk about spirituality or energy or whatever you're involved in. Do you belong to any military groups? And so we hone into your environment and your spirituality, whatever it is, and or lack thereof. So we create this environment of wanting to know who and what you are, and we stay away with the thought process of, oh, this is, I'm PTSD because of combat. We believe you're PTSD because you may be eating bad food, because you're not getting enough sunlight, you're not getting enough oxygen, you're not touching.
Wow.
That's where we come from.
That's amazing. Go ahead, Bill.
So, yeah, talk about some of the changes that you see, Joel.
Oh, it's night and day. We had one respiratory therapist who came to us, and he was sweating. He was absolutely always hot. He just, it was like he was baking his own skin. He was always angry, always road raging. Him and his wife were about to break up. And we've got to wait 7 to 10 days to get labs on this veteran. We just do. And within those 7 days, he tried to kill himself. Mm-hmm. And that was when Dr. Clearfield called me in, and he's like, hey, so-and-so's at the hospital. He just reached out to us. He tried to kill himself. He's on a 72-hour hold. He says he's still requesting our services. And let's do this. And that's what Doc said. Let's do this. He understood that I was on to something, that I knew that what he'd done as a doctor, he's been doing this for 30 plus years. And he was always called the quack. He was one of those DOs that uses, you know, herbs and stuff like that. And now we have doctors and respiratory therapists and people coming to him because this stuff works. Mm-hmm. So within the next couple of days, we got him a hormone shot, and then we put him on anastrozole. It's a breast chemotherapy drug that lowers your estrogen. High estrogen in men can grow your breast. It can cause you to cry. It can cause extreme depression. And with low testosterone, it's the same thing. And now they're starting to realize that low testosterone actually causes heart attacks. So
yes.
So if you're at that 250, 300, 350, 400 mark in relationship to eating bad food, not getting your vitamin D from the sun, and you're not really opening up your windows, you're not walking, you're not touching no one, you're critically getting depressed and you're throwing your hormones off. And so we come in and stabilize that. And this guy, him and his wife are doing excellent. He's riding his bike now. He started to get out and take pictures because recreational therapy is part of our therapeutic program. Get these veterans and responders to start doing something. And this includes doctors and nurses who are critically sick and succumbing to suicide now also. So we've been working with some of them too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got about 1 minute left. I just want to share with the audience out there that Joel's radio show here, we're going to be posting that on the 6 minute webinar Facebook page. Go to Facebook, look for 6 minute webinar, S-I-X minute webinar. We will list the radio show there. We will also list the TV show that he was on. It's on YouTube. Therefore, you can share that with others because he's got a lot of great information. And I believe you might know someone out there could really need this information in their hour of need. We're about 15 seconds out from commercial time. But, Bill, I tell you, he's really nailing it, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really fascinated by what Joel has to share. Look forward to coming back to break. Want to hear more about how people can get a hold of you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sponsored by SneakPeekPathway.com. And just the show, we are dedicated and aligned to perfect harmony, the same vision and mission of helping people find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Hillman is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love, and more life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build those strategies? Do you know how to reach end results? If not, James is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Hillman, or if James can help you with building your strategy with your end in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
This news daily reported a story from CareerBuilder that gave them some numerous examples of actual job interview blunders. One Morris Norris candidate decided to take off his shoes during the interview, telling them the best idea, even if you don't have smelly feet or otobronchitis. Another job applicant brought a pop-up interview with him to the interview. Then he asked, what company is this again? And my favorite candidate asked for a sip of the interview was coffee. That caused a nine-day problem and also a bit bumptious. And finally, one job applicant asked the interviewer if they could wrap it up quickly because he had an appointment. and a special thanks to our armed forces, men and women who serve their home abroad. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can help on challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my crazy funny word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We got a little scratchiness there in our bouncing back in music, you might say, and we'll get that cleaned up. We apologize for it. But most importantly, you know, thank you so much, because the radio show today is really, we're just really wanting to get a great message out there for people in their hour of need, people suffering from loneliness, people that are, you know, having problems with depression and stuff, because there's a lot of people out there that's just, you know, fallen prey to that during 2020. And Joel is really doing a great job. And our show is brought to you by the 6-Minute Webinar, SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And Bill, I tell you right now, listening to Joel talk, he's saying some very interesting things, isn't he, brother?
You know, it's really, I find it really fascinating. And Joel, I'm in complete agreement with what you said. As you know, I've studied homeopathy, Bach flower essences, everything to do with the what I refer to as the non-physical realm, where there's a tremendous amount of resources and power available to us. But you keep talking about food. So what sort of diet, what nutrition program do you try to get people on? What are they eating? How did you change your eating? You said you started going to Whole Foods.
Yes.
Talk about that.
You know, even Dr. Mark Hyman says sugar, dairy, and some grains. And the reason we start with those three is the chemicals and the hormones and the antibiotics that are used on the animals, and the glyphosate, known as Roundup, that's sprayed on the grains. And then the sugar we all know about. And you know, a lot of people don't realize that we have genetically modified sugar now. They grow sugar beets that are genetically modified, heavily sprayed with chemicals, and then they turn it into this sugar. So chemically speaking, it's a different structure of chemicals. It's like a 1:1:21. When sugar is a 1:1:1. So we're even eating bad sugar, of all things. Now, what I tell some of the vets is, you're going to live to be so long, so many years. How come you can't go a month or two with vegetables and fruits? Why can't you just break away from some meats right now and see what happens? Because a lot of cancer people have switched to vegetables and fruits to take on their cancers, and they get better. But people who get cancer all of a sudden don't get rid of fruits and vegetables and eat a lot of meat and eat a lot of dairy and get better. So it's just proven. And it's not that expensive to get away from what we call man-made food. Dr. Thomas Cowan, he says, don't eat anything in a package. If it has a label, don't eat it. And that really hit me pretty hard, because he also has another statement. He says there's only four ways we can get sick. One is electromagnetic frequencies, energy. Two is accident or injury. Three is poisons or toxins. And then four is too much food or not enough food. And when you eat bad foods, your body actually starts to starve. And this is why a lot of people start to gain weight, because now your body starts to put on fat because you're not getting the proper macro and micronutrients. So it starts to store the fat because it doesn't believe you have enough food. So once you start to switch over, and you can even break away from quote unquote bad dairy and go to good dairy. You can go to organic dairy if you just can't get away from it. You can go from a lot of red meat some chicken and fish. So there's really subtle differences and small changes in food that are absolutely huge. The first time I didn't eat for 3 days in a row, it was amazing. I was not hungry at all. It didn't hurt me at all. I had a lot of clarity. My energy was increased. And that's when I learned that, whoa, we just eat too much. We just do. And I got away from fast food for sure. And I definitely, I do some butter. I do more ghee. I started to do the bulletproof coffee. And that helped with my energy because I may have what they call lipodystrophy. It's a fat disease, per se. I don't produce fat. And then I have a skin disease known as discoid lupus. And this is in conjunction with what's possibly called Gulf War illness. So with all of those active, I stay with mostly fruit and vegetables, some eggs. I do very little bread, if any. I stay away from sweets and sugar and crap. I stay away from fast food. Don't do fried foods. And I do a lot of nuts. I do 1.5 to 2 avocados every single day. And I do okay.
Fascinating. And how long ago did you switch over, Joel?
You know, I had to right away. It was bad. So that's when I started to, I actually in 2014 was when I first got on Facebook. I didn't know Gmail. I didn't know the computer. I didn't know none of that. I didn't even have a phone. So my nephew came up, he knew I was dying and he got me a phone and he signed me up on Facebook and I had gotten to a cancer site and I started to learn about bad food. And I started to learn about the politics in medicine. And that's when I got to Whole Foods. Because I didn't realize about genetically modified synthetic crap is what I call it. And that's what it is. And we've been doing it for so long now.
Yeah.
Food.
So what were some of the, when you learned this, what were some of the things that you learned, I mean, that were real surprises to you when you're first learning about food?
Oh, the amount of Roundup and poisons that they spray on these foods is amazing.
Wow.
Jane Goodall had a famous post on Facebook where she was sitting in the middle of a field. And she said, and I quote, "What were we ever thinking that we had to poison our food? We used to use ladybugs. We used to use praying mantis. We used to use natural methods. But that didn't cost, that didn't make people money. So we brought in these poisons. And now people worldwide have stopped and eliminated Roundup. People worldwide have stopped using certain pills. And then when I started to study these veterans, who 60%+ of them coming back from war, they're not combat, but they're coming back sick. They're coming back with this PTSD. And I realized that a lot of the veterans from other countries did not take our anthrax vaccine and didn't take our other vaccines. And they weren't eating as much genetically modified food as we do. So they're not succumbing to suicide like we are in this country. So I started to put two and two together. And like I said, you got to stay away from the politics and the corruption and the bad stuff. And you got to stay down here on the street and say, hey, this is the food that works for me. This is the food that works for them. This is the natural supplements that we believe can get you off your pills. And people are starting to learn this now and they're starting to seek it out. And those like yours. And it's really priceless.
Yeah, because, you know, Joel, one of the things that I've wondered, being a Vietnam veteran, why was the increase that we see with our veterans today more so than my era of the Vietnam veteran? And it has a lot to do with what you just talked about, the shift in nutrition from good stuff to bad stuff. That makes perfect sense to me. It really does. And
it does.
That definitely will affect your mind, because like you said, you know, if you don't have, well, the first thing that, you know, what you watch out for someone for heat exhaustion is that they get confused. If they don't have enough water, they will start getting confused.
Correct.
And it's just, you know, just what you're telling me is just blowing me away, because as I hear the words, I know that I know that I know that it's true. Just deep down inside. And Bill, I tell you, I know you're very much into health. And we had a good friend of yours on here a few weeks ago, Stephen Frazier, with the Noni product. And those natural things are just hard to beat, aren't they, brother?
Yeah. Yeah. The, you know, and it's just, Joel, you know so much about this. And, you've been doing it how many years now?
Going on 6 years.
Mm. Wow.
And, you know, talking about the
active. So that's 6 years is a fair amount of time.
Correct.
Yet it's also really 6 years ago you were ill, right?
Yes, very.
Yeah. And how is your health today?
I'm extremely strong. I'm definitely not suicidal. Definitely not depressed. You know, I still get frustrated every now and then. I get caught up in the physical,
mm-hmm.
like you say. I really do. And, you know, we have military bases around our area. We've got National Guard. Specifically the Air Force National Guard, and we respond to fires a lot. And we got a couple Army bases around here too. And some of those veterans, I'm sorry, not veteran, they're active duty. They're starting to come to us. And their hormones are off also. So this is when Dr. Clearfield was like, well, hey, aren't they eating the American food? Aren't they eating their stuff? Aren't they? Yes, they are, but they're in that medical mainstream cesspool, I like to say. I don't know any other way to politically say it. They just are.
Yeah.
And so their hormones are even off. And I had mentioned in the last show, Bill, about our teenagers up to age 24.
Yeah, let me have you. I'm going to have you hold that thought, because we're going to head to break, Joel.
Okay.
And when we come back, I do want to hear about the teenagers. This has been a fascinating topic. We'll be back in one moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words, while a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Realize that Twitter is over 10 years old? Twitter was first launched in March of 2006, with the hashtag feature appearing about a year and a half later. Twitter employs more than 2,700 people around the world. Today, there are over 241 million active users on Twitter, with an average of 500 million tweets per day. Now that's a lot of traffic. A lot of new words have been coined from the Twitter app. A tweetheart is your Twitter boyfriend or girlfriend, and Twitterphoria is the feeling you get when they tweet you back. If you don't want to feel like a twittiot when you tweet,
There's a whole list of proper twetiquette available. At first, even I was a bit of a Twitter phobe. But if you want to follow me at Too Funny Carolyn, that would be fantastic.
It's marching
day. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. We got the 6MinuteWebinar.com boot camp tomorrow, and for $99, you can spend three hours of training, and you will leave there with a finished product that you can implement in your business that very day. And Mr. Bill Heinrich is with us. He is the co-creator of the 6MinuteWebinar.com. He's also the honorary host here on the Toginet radio station. And Mr. Bill, we got a very interesting guest today with Joel Peterson, don't we, brother?
You know, it's really, Joel's really fascinating. And of course, you and I have had the opportunity to know Joel for a few years and understand how passionate he is about his mission, especially in helping people who have spent time in the military and are experiencing issues in their life as PTSD or whatever it might be. And what Joel's explaining to us is, having gone through all of that and more himself, he's finding out how diet makes the biggest difference of all, and how how our foods aren't good for us. I I have trouble saying that, Jim, but but I've known that for a long time.
Yeah.
Having lived on in Hawaii, and we did a lot of boycotts over there against Monsanto. And you know, when Monsanto sends their seeds to market, they're marked as a pesticide. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. It's a shame that so many third world countries have literally kicked them out of the country,
right?
And in the U.S., they're, the almighty dollar is more important than our health, because 80% of our corn, and I think soy, comes from these seeds. 80%.
And wheat.
And the wheat, yeah. In fact, I saw a documentary on it, Joel, and on where these chemicals go. And this fellow in the documentary was in Yellowstone fishing with his son in the stream, and they caught this beautiful trout, right? And he said, see this trout here? It's loaded with chemicals, because all the fish pellets they use in Montana for the state come from the corn that's grown from Monsanto. So it really spreads out, doesn't it, Joel? And also, you were talking about teenagers a little bit before, and I'd sure like to have you talk about that more.
Thank you. Couldn't agree with you more. That's why I was talking about Dr. Mark Hyman, talking about staying away from the grains and the dairy and the sugars. They include that Roundup. I was also talking about active duty veterans, or active duty soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines that are coming to us, and their hormones are off. Then we started to relate this to teenagers. And even though Doc sticks with adults and stays away from the youth, I'm doing my best to start reaching out, because I didn't realize that our teenagers in America up to the age of 24 are now... their number one cause of death is suicide. And at first I wanted to blame it all on social media, blame it all on media, blame it all on electricity, but you get back to food again. And now you start to enter in pills and vaccines. You just can't get away from the vaccines. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about it, because there's a huge stigma surrounding that.
Oh, yeah.
You just saw in America everybody freak out over hydroxychloroquine, because it's not evidence-based medicine and it's not double-blind placebo-studied. Well, neither are vaccines. Well, we just listen to Pharmacopoeia tell us that they're good. And Pharmacopoeia is the corporations that create the Roundup. They're the corporations that create these genetically modified organisms and these genetically modified grains and foods. Mm-hmm. And they create these chemicals and toxins that go into our pills. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to leak into our water. And mm-hmm. it's really affecting our youth. It's affecting our strongest men and women, known as our soldiers and sailors. It's affecting our seniors. It's affecting our country. And you either got to be an activist or you've got to be on the street helping these vets and these doctors. And I also started to realize that doctors are now killing themselves at a greater rate than veterans. 100,000, and veterans are about 30 per 100,000. And even those numbers are being counted wrong. Mm-hmm. So when you start to lose your kids, you start to lose your veterans, you start to lose your doctors, you've got to really ask yourself, what is going on deep down? I mean, mm-hmm. is our country that bad to where we're all just mental and we don't have no willpower no more and we just want to die and kill ourselves because it's just so horrible over here? Or is Dr. Cowan correct? Is the electromagnetic frequencies disrupting our microbiology, disrupting our hormones? Are mm-hmm. the chemicals and the poisons yeah. disrupting our hormones? Mm-hmm. Are the so we know what's going on, but to stay down here on the street and to fix us is where I like to be.
Yeah. You know, I did a study into the world of herbs and natural cures and things like that for about 10 years. And I found it kind of interesting that Hippocrates, who is labeled as the father of modern medicine, he was not in favor of us creating our own pharmaceutical type of drugs. He was more in favor of being a naturalist, going to the herbs and going to the natural cures. And he had arguments with people, but it come down to one simple thing, ladies and gentlemen, profit over people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound negative, but, you know, it truly is, because whenever you consider that companies that was mentioned earlier, how they can put out seeds that are classified as pesticides for them to grow food and us to eat. Oh, my goodness. Don't tell me that it's not profit over people. And sadly, so many folks that we know of that are high profile, they are, shall we say, bought and paid for, to put it politely. But, Joel, how can people get in touch with you?
Right now, people can get in touch with me by email, joel@67@gmail.com. And that's J-O-E-L, A as in apple, T as in Tom, 67@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Dr. Clearfield, he's pretty knowledgeable and stuff like that. If someone wanted to get in touch with him, how could they get in touch with him? Does he have an email that you know of off the top of your head or not?
Yes. It's the Clearfield Medical Group here in Reno, Nevada. Mm-hmm. And the business phone number is 775-359-1222. And the website is cmg9550@yahoo.com. And the C is Charlie Mary Engulf, 9550@yahoo.com.
That's the email address?
Yes, it sure is.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds good. And I tell you, it's really amazing because, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share with you that this radio show and the TV show from Everyday People, they will both be listed on Facebook at the 6-Minute Webinar Facebook page. It's a public page. And the 6MinuteWebinar.com, you can go there and see about the 6-Minute Webinar. Joel, you're going to be making some 6-Minute Webinars on this information, aren't you, brother?
Yes, I sure am, and I have my own Facebook page, The Professional Patient. And I am starting to reach out on Instagram, and I do have an account on LinkedIn and Twitter also. And I'm starting to do that whole social media program.
What I'll do, I'll get the links to you, and you can post them for the TV show and the radio show. You can post both of them out there, and you let people become more aware. And most importantly, share this with information. This information with people that, you know, that may be depressed or maybe, you know, just lonely or just feel like they're pushing a chain uphill, because they could get some good information to make them feel better. How about that? What a concept, huh, Joel?
Well, you know, you think about consultants and coaching. It's the number one new business now worldwide. Mm-hmm. And what that means is there's a lot of us out here who want to help. But when you're sick, you think people judge you. You think people think this way about you, and you're in your sickness, when in actuality, a lot of us really want to help. So just reaching out to a church, reaching out to a military group, reaching out to Salvation Army, reaching out to your county, your state, your city, the federal, anybody, just start reaching out. There are a lot of us out here who want to help. You would be absolutely amazed. Americans are good people. We are.
Yes. Yes, they are. They're very benevolent. And that's from all walks of life. I don't care if they're conservative. I don't care if they're liberal. If you get those two people together and they want to help someone, the common cause about let's do the right thing and be benevolent, it will always come to the top. And ladies and gentlemen, I missed to mention our TV shows. We have everyday people like Joel on there, and it's a one-hour show. If you know someone that gives back to the community and would love to be on the TV show, just email me. The word is inspiration at e360tv.com. That's inspiration at e360tv.com. And again, well, the show, the radio show, and the TV show that Joel was on, both of them will be posted on the 6-Minute Webinar Facebook page. And Joel, we got about 1 minute left. Anything else you'd like to say to the folks?
Start to stay away from some of these bad grains. Mm-hmm. Get to as much organic food as you can. Start reaching out to your local Whole Foods or your local natural food store. Mm-hmm. And I believe it can save your life.
You're absolutely correct, because a lot of good nourishing food there, because the oxalic acid, O-X-A-L-I-C acid in plants, is also known as God's natural chemotherapy. Check it out. And ladies and gentlemen, we got about 10 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for being with us today on the show. Be sure and share our show with others. And most importantly, have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time.